where for Melbourne and Victoria, these are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. An ambulance dispatched to a Sorrento home where Premier Daniel Andrews said he fell and suffered serious injuries last year took 14 minutes to arrive from a station just 1 kilometre away. The extraordinary time lag has emerged only after the Sunday Herald Sun revealed the location of a 3-bedroom beach shack on Lincoln Avenue where Mr. Andrews says he slipped. Ambulance Victoria responded to queries that the short delay in the Premier's case was caused by a handover from the night shift to the day shift crew, which was a normal part of fatigue management. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app from the App Store. Radicalized children are increasingly being identified in counter-terrorism operations, prompting Australia's spy agency to call for action to tackle the worrying trend. While the number of extremists plotting to launch domestic terror attacks has declined in recent years, the Sunday Herald Sun can reveal minors make up a larger number of those probed by the Australian Security and Intelligence Organisation. In ASIO's annual report released last month, it said this trend was consistent in its investigations across both the religiously and ideologically motivated extremism spaces. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Victorians would save about $235 on their power bills next year under a Matthew Guy-led government, with the Coalition pledging to scrap supply charges for 6 months. The opposition leader will on Sunday commit to the bill buster policy the Liberal Party's campaign launched as the cost of living shapes as a major election issue. The latest federal budget predicted power bills could surge by up to 56% over the next 18 months, and gas prices are also tipped to increase. In an effort to deliver hip pocket relief, Mr. Guy will pledge to strike out supply charges for 6 months, starting from January 1 next year. And heartless thieves are targeting flood victims in one of the state's worst hit areas, breaking into homes and a food bank as residents struggle to recover 1 month on from the emergency. Rochester resident Scott Chapman told the Herald Sun a food bank where he volunteered was broken into by desperate criminals. Homes in the area had also been raided while occupants were out. Thieves have also been caught trying to make off with flood victims' belongings, many of which were already water damaged. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.